Hi everyone on Audio Boost, Paul Hopkins via podcasting. Just picking up on the Turn Me On campaign that Sean and Siebenade, Sean Dilly and launching really. And I think it will inform the Stop To Me, Speak To Me campaign with regard to buses and the bus drivers and awareness and all that. And so really we're talking about awareness of people on public, drivers and, what's the one I'm looking for? I cannot think of the word. Policymakers of public transport. To be more informative about their... announcements and things like that, and better communication. Picking up obviously with people who have a visual impairment, but also there's a wider context here. I mean, I've started travelling in London a lot now, and more than I used to, and I'm very, very grateful for the most part that announcements are made on most types of transport that I've ever been on, frankly. It's very unusual to have no announcements on buses and trains and underground. So in effect, I'm not only visually impaired, but I'm a stranger to London. And it helps me to have announcements really as much as a tourist, as much as a stranger to the area. So maybe that should be a way of informing the campaign a little bit more, or strengthening the campaign a little bit more, should I say. That we can include the fact that people that are tourists, people that are visiting for the first time, people that are drunk, quite frankly, all sorts of things. I mean, train announcements, it's not a big deal, is it? So what I'm going to do is, on my way home now, I'm going to get a bus where there are no announcements. There are about two routes in the whole of Birmingham and West Midlands, as far as I know, that have talking facilities, auto-announce facilities on the bus. My route, the number 11, is one of the biggest and most popular routes in Europe, and it has none. It goes all around the city, the perimeter of the Birmingham, so you would think it's a 25-mile route. You would think that with hundreds of bus stops, that it would be appropriate to have announcements. What I'm going to do, though, I'm going to get the train, because I've got this theory. This is London Midland. If anything, I think they over-announce, because their automatic announcements are always kicking off. But we'll have a listen. We'll have a listen to what happens. I think that what happens is when they see me, I tend to get announcements. I don't think they announce all the time. I think that as the driver comes past, I think he sees, you know, you've got your cane or guide dog or whatever, and then the announcements pick up, because often I can get on, and if I don't think I've been seen by a driver, get towards the back of the train, I don't hear the announcements. So there are not automated announcements, that's for sure, actually on the train themselves. Anyway, we're going to have a listen, so bear with me a minute. I'm going to make that part of my journey first, we'll have a find out. In addition, I am in contact with Centro and Travel West Midlands, basically the bodies that facilitate public transport in Birmingham and the West Midlands, because I've heard instances, for example, where on the routes where the talking buses are available, they switch the talking thing off, the automatic announcement off, which I think is a crime, and they should be thrown in jail and only exist on bread and water and continual looped announcements of all the stops that they drive past for 40 days until they can learn their lesson. That's what I think. And the corporate should be exposed to that too. That's, slightly tongue-in-cheek, but it's bad. It's very, very, very bad not to have announcements. Hang on a sec, let's see what this journey does. Okay, so I'm on the number 11 bus now, which is the one I was talking about, the one of the biggest routes in Europe, longest routes in Europe, one of the busiest routes in Europe, in terms of mileage covered and amount used. And no announcements, it's all deadly quiet. So for those of you that live in London, this is what not having announcements used to sound like. anyway, I'm not going to dwell on this, but it's a point. You hear the bell ring for the stop, and you do the old thing of either sort of knowing the part of the route you're on well enough to know when you need to get off by the way the bus feels and moves around, or you adopt the more modern approach, which is sort of GPS. So you know you have a predetermined stop that you may have found or searched for, that you will have had to phone up the bus company for, presumably to get a location. So I want to get to so and so. What stop is it, or what is it near to in such and such a location? If it was Selyoke, which is where I'm going to, it would be the stop presumably opposite Sainsbury's or adjacent to Beds Direct and whatever. You would have to have that information in the first place. So it's why you need announcements really on a bus, because you shouldn't. I think the campaign states, and I think he's absolutely right to so state, that you shouldn't have to have additional aids and apps and so on and so forth to know where you are on a bus or on a piece of public transport. That makes absolute perfect sense to me. Battery dies, what do you do? So on and so forth. It's a no-brainer really. So that's where you would be on this bus at the moment. You would have to have predetermined idea of where you were going if you wanted to key into some kind of GPS solution. Anyway, as I said, that's enough for this bit for now. I'll be on the train. See you in a bit soon. Okay, Audio Boo. I'm now off my... that is all I can say. And here, there's a freaking car parked right across the pavement, which means that I'm having to go in all sorts of directions to try and find out where I am. I'm going to investigate that. So it's an aside, basically. I've come off the bus. What's going on? Okay. Yeah. I've come off the bus, and every single night there's a chip shop and a pizza place, and there are cars that are parked perpendicular to the pavement. So they're parked on the pavement as if it's a bit of a car park. Admittedly, the pavement's quite wide, but anyone who can see the photo would be quite nice for you to have a look at and comment on whether you think that's an obstacle or not. I think it is. You never know where those cars are going to be because they're not designated parking spaces. So whether you're using a cane, a dog, you want to get past the pushchair, so on and so on. The problems that it's another one, but bugbears. It's an aside, but one I'm sure that you'll pick up on, Sean and Siobhan, in terms of a campaign, because it's something that guide dogs are rekindling again, I think. But it is an issue, and it's an aside, but nevertheless an important one, I think, because it's all part of obstacles on my journey home. So we're nearing the train station. I'm a couple of minutes walk, about 5 minutes walk to the actual train itself. So I'll jump off again for now, and come back to you. But anyone, that can see that photo, please comment. Because it would be interesting to see whether... I think if I had a dog, it would probably have avoided it because there was some room on the pavement, but I don't think that constitutes an excuse to park on the pavement just to get your bloody chips, to be quite honest. If they can park so haphazardly like that when there happens to be room, what would they be like on narrower stretches of pavement? I suspect they would be as selfish. Okay, the train's coming up. Speak to you in a bit. Okay, so I'm on platform 2 out of the two platforms available. There you go. And this is my train journey now. What I find quite fascinating though is that both announcements for respective platforms are announced on both platforms, which, you know, I'm all for this to some extent, the sort of make less noise kind of campaign or thing that a lot of the stations employ now, especially the big ones. And I think that if the announcements are made actually on the platform for which they are meant, then that makes it a little bit easier to kind of navigate as to where that train is. Although I appreciate that on a big station, that would theory wouldn't really work. So I think what happens there is the general announcement for the train is made over the whole station, and then the specific announcements for the train actually being on that platform and so on and so forth are made only on those platforms to which the train belongs, if you will, to which the announcement is relevant. So we're just waiting on my train. We've got one coming from the left, which is for platform 1. No good saying that when you're in mono, is it? But anyway, it is. And then you've got my train hopefully be coming on the right. When they say approaching, it's usually a 3 to 4 minute window, I find, which is fine. So let's see what happens here in a second. Now, you won't hear any announcements being made on the train itself coming in the opposite direction, because they're just not, they don't have automated facilities, as I said earlier. So there you go, that's the train opposite me going back towards Birmingham. My train is not yet here, just bear with. Okay, so the train on the opposite side has just left, mine is just coming, and the driver will actually stop more or less alongside me as it happens. I will get on the coach nearest the front after people have got off. Let's see. So gaggle of people getting off. And what I didn't point out is the announcements can sometimes be a little bit short. So Bourneville will be the next stop. Bourneville, of course, famous for your Cadbury's chocolate and Cadbury World. So this will be the station that you would get off at if you wish to go to said confectionery delights. So we'll give this a second and see what happens. Shouldn't take long. And what I'll do is I'll record an edited version, so I'll just record the announcements as we approach the different stations and see what they sound like. Should be any time soon. Okay, back now would be good. As we are just coming into the station itself. There you go. And let's record the others. So coming to the outside of Kings Norton Station, and think it might be a signal. To make us wait, it's a bit of a junction here. Delay there while we were waiting at signals, and now we're coming in, as I said, to Kings Norton, so I would expect this to be announced within a reasonable time.
We're now arriving into Kings Norton. I do apologise for the delay to your service this evening.
Nice lady. And next will be Northfield. Just missed our next stop of being Northfield, but she's announced it. And finally Longbridge, where we will all change. All being well, let's find out. She made that announcement a little earlier than expected, so but we got our Longbridge all change, and that's what I will be doing. Although, what I will change into, I have no idea. It's bye from me, and I hope you enjoyed my little journey home, and I hope it is informative as well as mildly entertaining. Bye bye for now.